So I'm joined with Ledbury's Terry Jenkins. Terry, so when did you start playing darts?
When I was about 14, but professionally about 13 years ago for the PDC. But I was always pretty good when I was younger, so I played when I was about 14 and joined the county when I was about sort of 20, 21.
So you started off in the BDO. What made you join the PDC?
Because the money's so good. Well, it wasn't just that, really. I'd done it for a sort of a bet with a lad in town. He kept going on about the PDC players and all that, and I said I bet him that I could get in the top 10 if I joined. And we eventually had notice to quit my shop because the chap wanted to develop it. So I thought I'd take the chance and have a go at it. And I knew I could get in the top 10, but it took me about 18 months.
So the last 10 years has been a really big resurgence in darts. Why do you think that is?
I think it's because they let the crowds just go wild there, and it is good. The atmosphere is absolutely brilliant. It's not like snooker or anything like that where you've got to be quiet and you can't let your hair down sort of thing. In the darts, it's just anything goes sort of thing. You can shout at the players and try and put them off and stuff like that, which is, it's not fair sort of thing, really, in a way, but it's what's made darts what it is today.
Has there ever been a match where you thought you were doing well and then the crowd have kind of affected you where it's gone a bit wrong?
Oh, yeah, definitely. But at the end of the day, we moan about it, but we've got to put up with it. It happens in all sports, doesn't it? It happens in football. It's down to you to try and cope with that pressure and get on with the game.
So the World Championship's coming up. You've got Darren Young in the first round. What's your form like going into it? How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm playing well, really, on the floor, and I'm just struggling a little bit on the TV games at the moment because of the light more than anything, but it's I'm confident, I'm playing well.
So we're in your practice room at the moment, and you've got practice sessions where the general public can come and, you know, work with you and have darts matches. How can people get involved to take up that offer?
On the website, you can get in touch on my website and book through my agent, Alan Loveridge. It's good fun, really. It's all about just coming and having a bit of fun, playing a few games, and I'll try and help a mate if I can, what they're doing wrong or whatever. It's going well.
And we mentioned off this interview that you've been to Edgar Street to see Hereford. Are you planning on going to see Hereford FC this season?
I haven't planned on going because, to be honest, we're away more or less every weekend, and we don't get time to do anything. The darts circuit is so busy now. People ask me, well, when's the season starting again and things like that, and it never finishes. It never finishes. It's all year round, and there's even more on next year.
I noticed in here there's a picture with you and Phil Taylor. What's Phil Taylor like? Because, you know, he's the guy that's, you know, he's top of the darts for ages.
Yeah, he's a nice bloke. Phil's a nice bloke. He's done what he's done. You've got to take your hat off to the bloke. There's anybody that tries to put him down is an idiot, really, because, I mean, he's the best player that's ever lived, so you can't knock him for that.
So how regularly do you have to practice to get yourself ready for tournaments?
I don't practice a lot. I do because I do these practice sessions. I do a lot of exhibitions, and the circuit is so busy that you haven't got time to practice, really. Before a TV tournament, I'll try and put a few hours in, say 2 weeks before, do a couple of hours a day, but that's about it, really.